श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गौर गोपीनाथ श्याम सुंदर राधा सुंदर गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय चोर धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई जमुना देवी की जय राधे देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Guranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada, Mahom, Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya, Mutilation, Mati Bhaktivinoda Swami, Mutinamani. Namaste, Saraswati Deva, Gauravani Pratani, Namaste, Sisanyan, Vasachari, Sitari. Vande Nam Sri Guru, Sri Utah, Patakamalam, Sri Guru, Vaishnavavascha, Sri Rupam, Sagarja, Tam Sagana, Raghunatham, Tam Sam Sajivam. Sadvaitam, Sadvaditam, Padichana, Sahita, Krishna Chaitanya Deva, Sri Radha, Krishna, Padam, Sahagana, Lavita, Sri Vishakam, Vitashta, Panchakapati, Vishaki, Visindhya, Vitapati, Janam, Pavani, Vyo, Vajra, Vyo, 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's June 7th, 2021 in Hillsboro, North Carolina. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 26, Verse 3. Yasaptahayano bala
Yasaptahayano bala
Karenakena lilaya Katambibrad girivaram Pushkaram gajaradiva Please check.
Yaha.
Who? Saptahayana.
Seven years of age.
Balaha, a boy, Karena, with a hand, Ekena,
one,
Vilaya,
playfully,
Katam,
how,
Bibrat, he held up, Girivaram,
the best of mountains Govardhan,
Pushkaram, a lotus flower,
Gajarat,
a mighty elephant,
Eva,
as,
as.
Translate BBT translation. How could this 7-year-old boy playfully hold up the great hill Govardhan with just one hand, just as a mighty elephant holds up a lotus flower? It's no BBT purport, but we're going to go to Sanatan Goswami's, which is just repeated by Jiva. So we're just going to read Sanatan Goswami's. Tika. He is only 7 years old. He held up with only one hand, not even changing hands, the heaviest varam of mountains, and so casually. And he held it up and remained in that position. How could he do this? They expressed astonishment, since it was impossible. An example is given to show his casual lifting of the mountain. It was like an elephant lifting a lotus. This indicates the scene was most beautiful. Therefore, he cannot be a normal child. In Vishnu Purana, it is described that he began to herd the cows in his 7th year on coming to Vrindavana in the summer. Kaleya gachata taotu saptavarsha mahavraje sargasya jagata palo vatsapalo babhugadhu. The two boys, protectors of the universe, in time becoming 7 years old, began herding the cows in Vraja. Sridhar Swami explains that this means, quote, the herders of calves in time became 7 years old and became capable of herding the cows, unquote. This is because previously it was said that the two boys were herding the calves only. According to Vishnu Purana, in that year or the next, they played during the monsoon period. Then Krishna subdued Kaliya. Then Danika and Palamba were killed. Then he lifted Govardhan in the autumn. He would then be 8 years old. This is contrary to what Bhagavatam says in this verse. Thus, Vishnu Purana describes the pastime in a different kalpa. This solves the contradiction. According to Bhagavatam, Krishna and Balaram were still in the Purganda age when Krishna lifted Govardhan. Ya saptahai no bala karenai karenai kena lilaya katambe brabgirivaram pushkaram gadaradiva. How could the 7-year-old boy playfully hold up the great heel Govardhan with one hand, just as a mighty elephant holds up a lotus flower? So here we have Sanatana Goswami explaining that there's one account in the Bhagavatam and another account in the Vishnu Purana, because these happened in different kalpas. So that means that Krishna's pastimes are repeating, right? We always hear that Krishna's pastimes are repeating, but they're not repeating exactly in the same way. They may be repeating with some differences. So I'd like us to think for a moment. Let's say that there was, well, we had the option that we could repeat something in our life, that we could take a day that we've already lived and live it again, with no change, just to live it again. Or some event, maybe, over a period of a few days or a week. So something we might want to re-experience. Like when I was 13, my father took me to the World Expo in Montreal for a week. I might want to live that again. I might want to re-experience that with my father again. Or I was thinking, you know, the day Prabhupada gave me Gayatri Mantra, I might want to live that again. You know, my father became a life member that day and went on a morning walk with Prabhupada. That might be a nice day to live again. So maybe we have some time in our life that we'd like to relive. I was thinking that days I gave birth to my children, those were really nice days. I might want to live those again. So we might have some time we would want to re-experience. But we might also have some times that we would like to re-experience what was some changes. Huh? We might say, well, yeah, I'd like to re-experience that particular thing, but I'd like to have left 10 minutes later. Or what I would have liked not to buy the ice cream. Or I would have liked to bring that friend with me. Right? Or I wish I would have said this. I was just thinking, somebody asked me something the other day, and I was thinking, I should have just said, oh wait, let me ask somebody first, instead of just responding. You know, could have done it differently. I would have liked to have some variety there. So maybe we have some things like that. I'd like to relive it, but with some changes. And then there's something completely new that we haven't done that we'd like to do. Do we have something like that? Well, I haven't done this yet. What do they call that? The bucket list? What you want to do before you die that you haven't done yet? You know, so somebody wants to climb a mountain or whatever, visit the Great Wall of China, eat some particular food or something. You know, somebody may have some desire that they want to do. Maybe we have some desire in service. I'd really like to start a restaurant, or like to distribute 1,000 back to Godheads. Something we haven't done yet. You know, like when I was traveling all the time, I used to tell people, you know, somehow or other, go to a Janmasthami at Bhaktivedanta Man. And go to some festival at Nivrajjan in Hungary while Sri Ramaswami's still on the planet. I said, you got to do those two things. I said, you've got to go to the flower festival in Chalpati in January. Just you haven't lived until you've gone to those. So, you know, we may have something like that I want to do. Or the big festival in Russia, you know, 10,000 devotees chanting this big chant, or the Woodstock festival. I want to do that. So why do we feel like this? Because Krishna feels like this. Krishna has pastimes that he likes and he wants to do them again. You know, you fight this with little children. Like you take a little child, you throw them up in the air and you catch them. And they say, again! You throw them up in the air and you catch them and they say, again! For really little children, we don't need a lot of books for really little children. Because, you know, under the age of 5, you read them a book and they say, read it again. And you read them a book and they say, read it again. Right? When I used to run a nursery school, We didn't have very many Krishna conscious books then. And so we were reading the same books over and over and over and over and over again. And the children loved it. Okay, we're going to read the Yagasura book. So Krishna's like this. He says, I liked that pastime. I want to do it again. Can I do it again? But he also said, can I do it again with a little change? Right? So Krishna has this ever-fresh variety that he's always doing something new, and then he's also repeating things as if they're ever fresh, and then he has variety within the repetition. He has all three of these. So he does new things, he does exactly the same thing, but it feels new, and then he does the same thing with a change. So I'm thinking about doing new things. Like it said that Durvasa Muni gave Srimati Radharani this benediction that everything she cooked would be like nectar, but it says that she never cooks the same thing twice. That she always cooks something new. I can't remember the source, but I've heard that the Coward Boys, they always play a different game. A new game. So there's always something new happening. Right? We like that. Something we haven't seen before. Something exciting. Something mysterious. Isn't it? And they're always coming out with new movies and new books and new places to go to and new fashions. So Krishna has like this also. Let me taste a new prayer. I haven't tasted before. I remember when I went to Indonesia the first time. And I don't think I've ever had practically any of the things they cooked there before. Everything was different. And I would eat something and I couldn't even put it in a category. I couldn't even say, well, this is a savory, this is a sweet, or this is a sushi. I didn't even have a way to categorize it. You know, completely different textures, completely different tastes, different combinations of things, different kinds of ingredients, or what they could do with tapioca, which is their staple. Like, we have wheat as our staple, we have tapioca. They make all these incredible things with tapioca. So, you know, Krishna likes that. New sets of clothes, like we're always giving the deities new sets of clothes, right? And a different pattern, a different design. It's not that when the deity's old clothes wear out, we simply redo the exact same set. And we have a different set of clothes. So Krishna likes this, and he's got ever-fresh pastimes that surprise even him. You know, even though Krishna knows everything, in his lila, he likes to be surprised. What's going to happen? Right? I mean, the acharyas say, like Purnamasi and Vrindadevi, every day they're arranging different pastimes in the Vrindavan forest and setting up different pastimes. And nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. Krishna and the gopis and the cowherd boys, what's going to happen today? And there may be something fresh, something new. That's exciting. But also, Krishna's repeating the same pastimes over and over and over again, sometimes exactly the same way. Just like we have certain food preparations that we like, and we want it just exactly the same way. Right? Like I have this cheesecake recipe that my sister and my late sister and late brother-in-law used to make whenever I would visit them in Israel, and I really like this recipe. And I want it made exactly the same way. If somebody makes it a little different, they don't like it. It's got to be like that. Just like that. Or we may have some clothing that we really like. I like these kind of saris. You know, so I just keep getting the same saris. I mean, they have different colored borders. I'd even get the same colored border if they had a lot of them in the store. And people will give me other saris, and usually I don't even wear them. I'm like, I just like to wear these things. One time, when I was in Tirupati, the town president's wife, she went through a lot of trouble to notice what I like to wear, and she found some that were just the same, and she bought some for me, and I was like, wow. You know what I like. You got me what I like. Or we have some, you know, shoes that wear out, and you buy the same shoes over and over again. Right? Have you done that? I really like these shoes. Wear out, you buy them again. I really like these shirts. Wear out, you buy them again. So Christians also like that. But with Christians pastimes, they always seem fresh. You know, when I rebuy the same shoes, it's not that exciting. You know, wearing the shoes for years, it's like, okay, now it's just a newer pair. But like it says, when the gopis see Krishna, they always feel like they're seeing him for the first time. And they're often astonished. And they say, who is that boy? Right? Srimati Radharani will say, who is that boy? And Lalita will say, you've seen him before. No, I haven't seen him before. And Krishna will say that, who's that girl? And Mother Mangala Subal, you've seen her before, you know her. No, I haven't seen her before. Looks like personified springtime. What's your name? Or in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, I really like where Gopal Kumaris talks about how Krishna is going and coming to Mathura in the spiritual world. And he says, it always seems like it never happened before. Like when Akura comes, it seems like it's the first time he's coming. And we're all plunged into an ocean of grief that Krishna's going. And then when Krishna comes back, it's like it's the first time he's come back. And after a while, we forget that he ever left. And then again Akura comes. And we forget that he'd ever been there before. And everything seems completely fresh. Right? Materially, it's not like that. Like, how many times can you read the same book or see the same movie? After a while, I mean, I guess there's some cult people who watch the same movie, you know, 50 times. But generally, you know, 2 times, 3 times. And then it's like, well, I already know what's going to happen. It's not that interesting anymore. But with Krishna, it's ever fresh. I was just thinking about how when I was in the Ramayana, in New York. So we would perform every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we usually, it was a 4-act Ramayana, we usually just perform the last 3 acts, otherwise it was too long. So we usually started with the exile, rather than starting with Ram's appearance and the marriage and all that. And it got to the point that I had memorized the whole script for all of the actors. Well, you perform it so many times, over and over and over and over and over again, and then not only have you memorized your lines, you've memorized everybody's lines. And you know what's going to happen when. I mean, you know even who's going to make what movement or where they're going to go to on the stage. Now, what happens when you do that? What happens when you've done something over and over and over and over and over again so that the mechanics of it become memorized? You're free to enter into the flavor. Right? I remember hearing Radha Swami saying, well, one problem with these Bharatanatyam dances is it tends to be very mechanical. And I thought, I said to him, well, but that's when people are learning. That's for the students. And they're, you know, okay, I have to put my hand like this, and then I have to turn it like this. And they're looking at the other dancers, oh, do I do this? Do I do this? But once you're practiced, the mechanics fade into the background. And you're completely able to focus on the emotion. And I had this interesting experience with teaching Mata Shiksha. So generally as a traveling preacher, I would give a different class every day. You know, I had some repeating seminars, like I have a list of about 50 seminars. So I would repeat them, but I wouldn't repeat them that often. But when I was teaching Mata Shiksha, I was teaching the same seminar over and over and over and over. And I remember thinking, well, this is going to become boring. But that wasn't what happened. In fact, it was the most joyous world tour I ever had. And part of the reason was that the seminar became so automatic. I knew what I was, I even knew what jokes I was going to say. You know, I mean, I had everything was there. I hardly even had to look at my materials at all. And it allowed that part to go into the background so that I could just get into the mood and the deeper meaning of what I was teaching. I didn't have to think about Like this class, I'm giving for the first time, so I have to think about, you know, okay, what am I going to say next, and what's on my list, and I have my notes here. Right? So when Krishna does the same pastimes over and over and over and over and over again, it allows for this ever freshness. And if we think about it also, like I said, there's things we'd like to repeat. And there's things we'd probably like to repeat just as they were. They were already perfect. You know, you think about, like, Ram and Sita getting married. You know, Rukmini and Krishna getting married. You know, people love a wedding. At least some people. But then it's over. You know, you spend the 10,000 or 20,000 or 50,000, some people were spending 50 million on your wedding. And then it's over. The flowers fade, you know, and then just clean it up. But Krishna gets to do it over and over and over and over and over again. Ram gets to meet Sita in the garden as if it was the first time, as if he never saw her. And she gets to see him. He gets to string the bow, and there's this anticipation, and it breaks. You know, and then they get to have the wedding with the four brothers, and it's wonderful. You know, Krishna and Dwarka, they get to have their children over and over again. I mean, when I was thinking, what would I like to be? The births of my children. But that's, Krishna gets to repeat that over and over again. Getting his children married in Dwarka. Or killing some demon. And so Krishna repeats it, but it's always fresh, it's always new. And it's interesting when we go to the next one about the differences that in the repetition. Because sometimes these things disturb us. Like Sanatana Goswami is bringing this up, that in the Vishnu Purana it says this pastime happened when Krishna was 8, and in the Bhagavatam it says it happened when Krishna was 7, which is brought up because this verse particularly says in his 7th year. And many times devotees become disturbed by this. Well, wait a minute. You know, here in the Bhagavatam it says this, and this Purana it says that, and this Acharya explains the pastime this way, and that Acharya explains the pastime that way, and what really happened? And my good friend Srimati in Vrindavan said to me, you know, Urmila, Leela is not about the plot. It's about the bhav. It's about the emotion. The plot is just like the scaffolding for the emotion. And the emotion can come out in different ways. So Krishna sometimes likes to do the same thing but changed up a little bit. Okay, I want to repeat getting the frozen yogurt, but this time I want to get mango instead of strawberry. Or this time I want to look at the ducks first. Or this time I want to take this friend. And so Krishna repeats, or let's do it in another order. You know, let's first go shopping and then go to the park. Like, so the Vishnu Purana has another order where Krishna does it in another year. Or just like the Lalita Madhava, where the gopis expand into the queens. You know, Radharani goes to the sun planet and she comes down as the daughter of Satyajit, and Chandravali gets taken and becomes Rukmini. And so our acharyas say, that happened once. But it's not that every time the Dwarka queens are the same gopis. So you know, one time the gopis thought, hey, we do want to go to Dwarka with Krishna. We do want to go to Mathura with Krishna. Right? Like usually we hear the gopis are saying, you know, I think Aditya Narayan was talking about this on Friday. You know, why don't the gopis go to Mathura? It's very close. But sometimes they do want to go. And they expand the screens and they go. Let's do it that way. Or different personalities play different roles. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada's a purport where he said only one time did Jayan Vijay come from Vaikuntha to appear as Shishupala and Dantavakra and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu here in Yaksha and Ravana and Kumbhakarna, he said the rest of the time they're actually demons. So sometimes Krishna likes to kind of have this play fight with his devotees who appear as demons. And sometimes Krishna likes to kill real demons. I mean, I was thinking about it, like people like to watch some fictional theater of killing a bad guy who's really just an actor. Right? There's lots of fictional theater and film where the good guy kills the bad guy, but they're all just actors. But we also like to hear about really good guys killing really bad guys. Right? We like to know that they're really, you know, Osama bin Laden gets killed. Hitler gets defeated. We don't always just want it to be actors. So there's different jivas who take different roles. And again, the pastime may be quite different. And so that's one of the explanations of these differences, is that they happen in different kalpas. So that way you have kind of both. You have the new thing that never happened before, combined with the thing you did before that you really liked. Because we like all that. We like repeating something exactly the same way. We like new things that we've never done before. And we like repeating things but with some changes. Right? Make the same savory but a different chutney. Right, guys, just talking to Maharaj about his cooking. Right, he had this cooking video that my daughter edited. And I said, so you eat the same thing every day? He said, well, sometimes I use spinach instead of kale. You know, I was thinking when I was in the Grihastha Ashram, my husband always wanted dollarized chapati sabji every day. But you know, we have different kinds of sabji and different kinds of dal and different kinds of rice. And I put peas in rice. So Krishna is also like this. Now we are very fortunate that we have this information about the Lord's pastimes. Right? And I've heard it, I think it was some of the sayings. And I remember feeling the same way. You know, that when we read the Shastra, we think all the parts are already taken, but what's it going to be for me to do? Did you ever think like that? You know, you read the pastimes, it's like it's already there. Where am I going to fit in? I don't have any role. But it's not like that, because the pastimes are ever fresh and ever expanding. I mean, another fascinating thing, which I can describe, but I can't comprehend, is that in the spiritual world, there's no time. Time is conspicuous by its absence. There's only the present. And yet, there's the Astakaliya Lila, there's the eightfold pastimes that happen at different times of the day. And not only that, like described in the spiritual world, there are devotees who act like the demons here, like Keshi comes, and Krishna rides him around, and Kaliya comes, and Krishna rides him in the Yamuna, and as I was saying, Akura comes, takes him to Mathura, and brings him back. So there's some repeating pastimes that happen every day, and then there's things that happen sometimes. But there's no past and future. Or like the Acharyas describe how there's six seasonal forests. And then there's also a forest of all the seasons together. And Krishna goes through these different forests every day in a particular order, but sometimes not. Sometimes he goes through them in a different order. Sometimes they serve him in a different way. Now, how is all of that happening without time? So say, I can open my mouth and make the words, but I don't understand it. The only way I've been able to make sense of it with my, you know, human Kali Yuga brain is that everything's happening simultaneously and always. That's the only way that I can make any sense of it. That, and in fact, again, wouldn't we want that? If we have something that we really love, wouldn't we want it to never end? Have you ever felt like that? I wish this would never end. So, again, I don't have any realization of this, But I can just simply describe that there's something going on there. There's some element that is inconceivable to me in this body with this human consciousness in Kali Yuga that I just cannot understand. How there's no past and there's no future. And yet there's some sequence of events and there's occasional events and there's changes in the events and yet there's this similarity in the events somehow without time. And that's happening in the spiritual world, then there's Krishna going through the material world. And as he goes through the material universe, he has his repeating pastimes, but sometimes there's new things. Sometimes there's something that happens just in one universe, in one call, and it doesn't repeat. And sometimes there's changes that happen. And when the devotees who enter Krishna's pastimes in the material world, that must make changes also, right? Like when Krishna comes to this earth planet, he comes with eternal associates, but also those devotees who become perfected enter into the pastimes. And sometimes they enter in the same role that they have in the spiritual world, like those who take birth as gopis and cowherd boys. Sometimes they don't, like the wives of the brahmanas. They enter as wives of the brahmanas, but later they become gopis. Or it's explained, I think it's by Jiva, I can't remember if it's by Jiva or Rupa, that in Mathura, Dwarka, some of the wives of the Yadus and the Kurus, when they saw Krishna, they thought, oh, I wish I could have married him instead of my husband. That's okay with Krishna. Don't do that with somebody else. But, you know, and so the next time they get to be Krishna's wives. So they entered into Krishna's pastimes, but not in the form that they would have with Krishna eternally. It was like a stepping stone. Right? And there were so many beings who come into Krishna's pastimes when he comes to the material world at different levels of advancement. And so this is going to change the pastimes, right? Then Krishna goes to another universe and there's more entities that are more living beings that are joining his leelas, having become perfected through sadhana, through mercy. And then there's going to be there's another person there, like the other aspects to the pastimes. And there's different jivas who decide that they hate Krishna and want to kill him. You know, that they're going to be antagonists in different ways. So you have Krishna's pastimes going on in the material world eternally in all different flavors, and Krishna's pastimes going on in the spiritual world in all different places. So this fulfills the desire of Krishna and of ourselves for two opposite things. We all like some sense of stability and order. Everybody wants some sense of stability and order. Like with raising children, most children like to have some kind of order in their lives. You know, like if you want kids to go to bed peacefully, you have a bedtime ritual for your kid. Are they going to give you a bath? They're not going to brush your teeth? They're not going to read you a story? They're not going to get to bed? And we all like to have some measure of stability, some measure of peace, some measure of order. But we also like some adventure and some surprises. Right? And each of us has kind of like a different mix of what we like. Some people mostly like adventure and mystery and surprises and a little bit of stability and order. And some people mostly like stability and order and a little bit of surprises. Like I was visiting a friend of mine and he said, my wife doesn't like surprises. So whatever you're going to do when you're here, make sure it's scheduled and we decide it ahead of time. Right? And I've been with other people who say, you know, so what are we going to do? I don't know. We'll decide this afternoon. Right? So different people have different mixes, but everybody wants some of both. So Krishna also, he has this stability, he has this order, he has this predictability, and peace, and security, and at the same time, adventure, and mystery, and surprises. Both of that together. Scary, mystery, and what am I going to do? My friends have gone into the mouth of a gasara, what will I do? And order. Well, we've done this many times, killed the gasara team. So whatever we desire is there in Krishna. population. So questions, comments? Yes. Just
well, you got up to the point of time, and I would say about time, and about how time, eternal time. And I was thinking, as before you started talking about time, I was thinking that these pastimes that happen once, well, in eternity, that once is forever.
Yes.
It doesn't really stop.
That's right.
And so we actually, you know, Krishna does whatever people, the devotees want forever. And in a sense, even because we're in time, we're stuck here kind of like on a little treadmill of time. Our position, you know, we're talking about where we would fit in. Well, our position's already there somewhere. We're there actually forever. So we're already, in one sense, already there, but we just don't get there because of our conditioning. So it's not like there's a, you know, oh, we got to find a place for them. The place is already there.
The place is already there. You're reminding me of one of my devotee friends in the UK who was telling me that one day he was standing in front of Radhakrishna Ishwar, and he actually, like, for a moment slipped into this eternity. And he could understand, I've always been there with Krishna. I've always been there in the Lila. You know, it's something eternal without beginning.
It's without beginning, then we've just somehow or other, and it's inconceivable because you can't put it, we've just like popped out of it. But it's not like we, you know, it's not like, anyway, I won't get the fall down stuff.
But that's what you're saying is one reason why Srila Prabhupada tells us don't talk about fall down.
Yeah.
It's one of the main reasons that he'll say, don't discuss this.
Yeah.
Just get out.
Yeah.
Get to your proper consciousness. And there's one purport Prabhupada says, the Supreme Lord knows how and when it took place.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't talk about it. Don't discuss it. And one of the reasons is it's beyond time.
Yeah, you can't talk about when.
And so just when we try to make sense of it in a temporal mentality, we end up imposing something on it that makes it not make sense to us. And it's just one of those things that we just accept, okay, I'm here by choice, and I'm here by rebellion, and I've been here in immeasurable time. At the same time, I'm eternally related with Krishna. And when I wake up, we'll figure it out. You know, I'm not going to be able to really understand that in a dreaming state. You know, it's just not going to make sense to me in a dreaming state. Or, you know, someone who's intoxicated, you have to wait till the intoxication wears off before they can understand, you know, where am I? Well, we'll talk about that when you get sober.
I figured out everything at one time while I was taking it. When I woke up, or when I came down, I realized I didn't know anything.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
No.